Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 24 minutes to 9. Des Cahill is back with sport now.
Yeah, good morning, Cian. We're going to start with an intriguing boxing story. News that Ireland's world champion Amy Broadhurst is on the brink of switching her boxing allegiance to Britain in a bid to compete at the Olympics. The Olympic Federation of Ireland has confirmed that 27-year-old Dundalk fighter has indicated she intends to seek a change of nationality in a bid to qualify for the Paris Games. Now, Broadhurst won World, European and Commonwealth titles for Ireland back in 2022. She could clash against Ireland's defending Olympic lightweight champion, though, Kelly Harrington, in Paris. Kelly, as I said, is a lightweight. Britain doesn't have a lightweight boxer qualified for Paris. So that's why she's applying to Team GB to see would they send her to the final Olympic qualifier and possibly get a spot there. Why is Broadhurst having to do that? Well, she fought at welterweight in the Irish Championships, but she was beaten in the final by Offaly's Grainne Walsh. Walsh then performed very well at the first Olympic qualifying tournament in Italy earlier this month. She was very controversially beaten, and the IAABA has decided to send her, rather than Broadhurst or Lisa O'Rourke, to the final qualifier in Bangkok. Now, we have two big sellout games in Dublin tonight. At the RDS, several of South Africa's World Cup rugby winning squad will be in action for the Bulls, who take on Leinster in the top of the table clash in the United Rugby Championship. While in Tala, the league champions Shamrock Rovers take on Bohemians in the big Dublin derby. Leo Cullen makes 11 changes to his Leinster team following their victory over Zebre last week. Most of the internationals returning, Paul O'Connell told us earlier in the programme, that while the Bulls are so formidable, he thinks home advantage might swing it for Leinster. Meanwhile, the Irish women's team to play Italy on Sunday will be announced today. And Michael Corcoran has been talking to one of the Irish coaching team, Declan Danaher, and asked what he thought of Italy's performance against England last weekend when they were beaten 48-0 and will obviously be bitterly disappointed.
Look, they will. I think that probably maybe quite similar to ourselves, a hell of a lot of effort. And they'll probably be disappointed that they haven't come away with any points. So they'll obviously be pretty fired up to come and put that right against us. And look, they were, I think the first 30 minutes against England, they were it was pretty even, wasn't it? So they'll obviously probably a bit like ourselves, look at what they did well and then try to grow again. So but yeah, look, I've watched a couple of Italy's games. I've obviously watched that game, that's the games from last year's Six Nations, and their WXV stuff as well. So they're a good side. We know the challenge that we're going to face this weekend, but like I said, we need to step up and grow ourselves.
Meanwhile, Bohemians' new manager Alan Reynolds faces a baptism of fire when he leads the side to take on Shamrock Rovers. Both sides need a victory really after sluggish starts to the season, and with their new North stand open, Rovers will have a record crowd of 10,000 tonight. But their manager Stephen Bradley insists this should not be a one off.
Well, this has to be our aim. It has to be the aim, and we've steadily built the attendance up over the years. We have the ground now to have 10,000, and our aim has to be to fill out as much as possible. There's a lot of work that goes into that from so many people connected with the club, and a lot of hard work, but we got to stay focused on that as a club and really try and build on that and not take it for granted. But like I said, that has to be the aim for this club, to keep building and make sure that it's not a one-off and make sure that we're getting that on a regular basis. We know that Dublin derbies are tough games, and we've got the focus, respect what Bowls are going to bring to the game, and make sure we try and impose ourselves on the game as quick as possible.
Yeah, lots of other good games tonight. League leaders Shelburne host Dundalk at Talca Park. Second place Derry City are at home to Galway United. And third place Sligo travel to Waterford. Drogheda United entertain St Pat's. In the First Division, the leaders Cork City play Athlone Town at Turner's Cross, while in England, the busy Easter schedule gets underway with a full programme in the Championship today. To Gaelic games now, and yesterday we featured the Division 3 and 4 finals in the Allianz Football Leagues. Today we're going to look at Sunday's finals in Divisions 1 and 2. Armagh versus Donegal in the Division 2 decider, Dublin versus Derry in Division 1. And we're joined by Tyrone's Enda McGinley. Three of the counties that surround Tyrone are playing this weekend. And let's start with that All Ulster clash of Armagh and Donegal, first of all.
Yeah, look, this could potentially be a brilliant game, but I'm not sure Sunday's going to be the occasion for it. I think Jim McGuinness has done a goal, hampered with injury, will be very much focusing on Celtic Park, and they'll not want to show anything about their game plan that they're planning to take with them into the Ulster Championship. So Armagh probably need the silverware a wee bit more than Donegal, in my opinion, Des. So I think Armagh playing great stuff at the minute. I think they'll take it home.
And do you think the Division 1 clash between Dublin and Derry will be as cautious?
No, I cannot wait for this game. I travelled up to Celtic Park to do the commentary that day and was really, really looking forward to two of the top teams in the country, obviously. And then Mickey done a very much known Mickey Hart thing and named a dud team. But I think we'll get the real McCoy on Sunday. I think the two teams are playing the modern game at its very, very top in serious, serious form. Very ambitious. Again, in this one, I think Derry need the title that wee bit more. Will we want the title that wee bit more? I think Dublin are the better team as is at the minute. But I think Derry will be approaching it with a real fire. So you would expect their hunger to be a wee bit greater than Dublin. It's going to be very, very tight. But potentially Derry will show that we're not just all destined for another Dublin summer.
Which would be a good thing for all neutrals in the football.
For all outside Dublin, yes.
Yeah. Now, you won't be in Croke Park because of an injury, but it's not your injury. Do you mind me asking you to explain?
Yes, you're asking me. Yes, was I heading down to? No, unfortunately, I'll be looking after my wife, Geraldine. She had her ACL done there during the week, so I'm on a care duties at home.
Yeah, but now we won't get into her age, but there's a fair few children knocking around the house for a woman to be still playing, doing her cruciate.
No, she's five children, Des, and she's a previous ACL surgery too, and the boots I thought were hung up, to be honest. She would have a big enough career herself, and I've agreed to take on my own club, Errigal's senior job this year. So lo and behold, her own club, Carrigan, a famous club in Antrim, who she is, she's diehard about Carrigan and never got to play with them because they didn't have a ladies senior team. So this year they decided they've been building from underage for a couple of years. They put in a senior team this year and the girl had to follow her dream. So somehow we're making it work. But unfortunately, 20 minutes into their first challenge match, she went and done the knee. So sad for her, surely, but I'm a physio, so I'm looking after her. It'll test the marriage, surely, but I'm a wee bit suspicious that the boots just aren't hung up yet.
All right, well, I wish you luck with the whole process.
I'll need it all.
All right, well, enjoy the games. Thanks for that, Enda McGinley there. Joining us from Tyrone, we'll be live from Croke Park on Sunday with those finals. Just in darts, Luke Littler beat his stablemate Nathan Aspinall in the final of the Premier League Darts Night in Belfast. And finally in golf, Paul de Carrington shot a level par round of 70 in the Houston Open. The leaders on 6 under par are Taylor Moore and Wilson Furr, while at the LPGA's Ford Championship, Leona Maguire finished 1 under par, Stephanie Meadow level par after the first round. The leader on 9 under is Anna Narukan of Thailand.